The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in case you've been hiding under a rock. Free agency in the NBA. A big fish was landed for the San Antonio Spurs, keeping them relevant for the next 3, maybe 5 years, something like that. DeAndre Jordan getting out of Los Angeles. Roy Hibbert joining the Los Angeles Lakers. Big deal, big deal. I know. I got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. We also got Jeff Rich. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. Nice day here in Southern California. A little cooler. We're looking for that. And Clippers are apparently looking at Amari Stoudemire as a possible replacement for Jordan in the pivot. He's a better free throw shooter. No question about that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, you know, and Jeff and I have talked about this a lot. A lot of guys getting paid big, big time, and rightfully so. I'm one of those guys that says, hey, take what the market will bear, take what they give you, but at the same time, a lot of guys getting money that I'm not so sure deserving. And when you're paying a guy $20 million a year, you want him in the clutch. You want him to be able to make free throws. DeAndre Jordan cannot make free throws, so therefore he cannot play in the clutch. Hey, it is what it is. We're just getting
Dorf on Sports every weekend right here on the Sports Byline USA broadcast network. We'll be back with a whole lot more right after this.
Chances are many of you have already spent time outside in the sun, working in the garden or around the house. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to protect yourself from the harmful rays of the sun right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Sun worshippers spend hours baking in the sun to get the perfect tan. A little sun is good for you, especially soaking in that natural vitamin D. But years of sunburns have taught us that those beautiful tans lead to early aging and serious skin problems. Even though it's 93 million miles away, the sun's rays cause skin to age much faster than normal and will increase chances of skin cancer. Even if the weather is cloudy, those UV rays will pass through the clouds and damage your skin. So, when you're working outside this summer, be sure to protect yourself. Wear a hat, long sleeves, and use a sunscreen with a sun protection factor of at least 15 or higher. One that's waterproof will protect you even longer while you're working up a sweat. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
This is Martin Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I mean, look, the free agency was in full throttle. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge seemed to be the big fish. The San Antonio Spurs landed him a max deal, $20 million a year, 80 for four. Seems to be kind of like the going thing out there when you really think about it. But Jeff and I have discussed it for a while. We think that this is something that keeps the San Antonio Spurs in a good spot for years to come. Your thoughts?
Well, as long as Popovich is there, they're going to be there. I mean, there's no question. He's won big, he's won small, and he'll win again. I mean, there's no question about it. So, yes, I agree with you 100% that at least as long as he stays, they're going to be competitive every year. And you got to give them a lot of credit because, you know, I've only been to San Antonio once in my life. It's a beautiful town, but, I mean, it's not a major metropolis, and he's only coming from Portland, so that's not a major metropolis either. So, and again, I think it's an embarrassment sort of on the Lakers in that they actually thought that because we're the Los Angeles Lakers, we can sign this guy. Actually, they talked to him twice, and he didn't seem interested. And again, since Jim Buss has taken over 4 or 5 years ago, how many good moves have the Lakers made? Now, Hibbert's not a bad center. I mean, there's no question about that. They don't have to give up anything except money. I mean, he's not horrible in the center position. I am more interested, actually, in here in L.A. as far as what the Clippers are going to do. McGee, possibly. Stoudemire, possibly. Again, I think in the clutch situation, you need a 70% free thrower instead of a 40% free thrower, as good as Jordan is. Jordan took a lot less money, but he didn't take as much less money as people think because in Texas there is no state income tax. So, okay, so he got 80 instead of 108, but you can split that in half because he's not paying $14 million in income tax. So he took $14 million out less, but after 2 years, I think he can opt out and then make the big money barring an injury. So he didn't really lose anything, and the Clippers, from a point of view of if you were to list the teams in the Western Conference, the Clippers dropped from 2 or 3 to 5 or 6 automatically without Jordan, or maybe 6 to 7 without Jordan. So it was a major loss. But I think Stoudemire can still play, and I think McGee can still play. So if the other two guys are willing to play with these other new guys, it'll still be a pretty good team.
Let me ask you this about Amari Stoudemire. You know, it was a controversial decision for the Suns not to pursue him with a max contract in 2010, which would have been 5 years, and that 5 years is over. Seeing what we've seen from the 2010-2011 season through the 14-15 season from Amari Stoudemire, was it in the Suns' best interest to let him walk back in 2010?
I think they thought he was falling off a little bit. And at that aspect, you don't want to pay the long-term contract. I don't know. I mean, it was a close call. It would be a close call. I don't think there's any question about that. One thing about Stoudemire, he's found back in his ancestry that he's Jewish. So there aren't too many Jewish centers in the National Basketball Association. So Stoudemire being in L.A., maybe that'll be a draw. I don't know one way or the other. They sell out anyways. But I think it's interesting. I think he's got something left. And this might be the right team for him because obviously Paul's going to get the ball inside. And we'll see what happens.
Let me throw this...
Hey, I got a quick thing to point out here. Wasn't Sean Green a Jewish player for the Toronto Blue Jays that was recruited to Los Angeles based on their Jewish community?
To the Dodgers, yeah. I mean, there's no question. Sean Green, yeah. There's no question about that. In fact, he's Hank Greenberg and Sean Green, I think, would be 1-2 all-time home runs as far as Jewish Major League Baseball players are concerned. I don't think there's any question about that. And he's in the top five in a lot of things, like RBIs and whatever. And, of course, he had that one big, impossibly big day in Milwaukee, was it 13 years ago now, I think, where he got 19 total bases. You can't do much. What do you have, four home runs and a triple or something like that?
Something crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was an impossible situation. But, Sean Green was a fine player. And in Los Angeles or New York, certainly he would fit based on that. And, but again, as far as Stoudemire is concerned, the question is, does he have anything left? And I think he does. And McGee is not a bad player. I mean, McGee's never been a bad player. He's a talented player, too. And I think Jordan and that CP thing, Chris Paul thing, probably was deeper than people realize. I don't think you want to be embarrassed. Because sometimes on the court, see, if you want to talk to somebody, talk to him in the locker room. Talk to him on the telephone. I mean, he was screamed at by Paul on the court. You know, there were 19,000 people watching that, plus everybody on television. Do you do that to another player? And if you're Chris Paul, who's never made the conference finals, maybe you shut up.
No, I mean, that's a good point. Let me just throw this in there about Amari Stoudemire, because he and I have something in common. We have the same doctor. I went to Thomas Carter to get my knee taken care of, who is the son's doctor, and that's who did the surgery on Amari Stoudemire years back, obviously. And we had two different surgeries, first and foremost. Let me make that clear. I tore my anterior cruciate ligament as well as my MCL and my LCL. So I shattered my knee, and I needed to have my knee reconstructed. He had the microfracture surgery. And I don't know if you remember back in the day, but they were more experimenting with that more so than anything. And Amari was one of those guys that they kind of, you know, tried it on. And early on, I think if you remember correctly, it seemed like he was explosive. It seemed like he got a lot of what he had before back after the surgery. And as time has gone on, he has not been as explosive. And I think that that's really the cause for concern. It's similar to a guy like Derrick Rose, where he needs to be explosive, going to the basket, getting up and elevating and whatnot. You know, Amari has probably changed his game a little bit because of the fact of his knees. I think he's probably a smarter guy. I would say it's a very good risk. Personally, knowing what I know about my knees and the more that I go on, I would think that he's a smarter guy. And being more intelligent about how you work your body later in your career could pay some dividends. And I would think that Amari still has a little bit left in his tank as well, Fred.
Well, let me ask you, Andy, did you turn down a major amount of money from the Clippers? Did they offer you – how much did they offer you to play for them this year?
You know,
you're all.
Nobody's offering me any money, but the truth of the matter is I just can relate to a certain degree. I mean, I didn't have the microfracture surgery, but I have had my knees reconstructed. And to be honest with you, I talked to Thomas Carter about the surgery that he did with Amari and whatnot. And again, back in that day and when he did it, it was somewhat experimental. And to be honest with you, I don't think you hear about a lot of guys today having that microfracture surgery much more. So there's probably a reason why they're not doing it quite as often. That's all I can say.
I don't think there's any question. I don't think it's worked out in a lot of circumstances. And you're not going to ever be as quick. And that's one thing we have to understand. You know, even Chris Paul had that knee surgery years ago, and he's never been quite as quick as he has been since the surgery.
I'll tell you the one guy that doesn't seem to miss a beat no matter how many surgeries he has on his knees, and that's Russell Westbrook. The guy is unbelievable. A lot of his are minor, too, to be honest with you. They're not like major reconstruction. They're out and they're getting rid of fluids and this and that. But guy's really explosive, hasn't missed a beat, and still can flat out jump out of the building. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
I think there are probably two goals that are pushing me right now. One is to get the all-time win record. Only three back of Sam on that one. And obviously the major record, four back of Jack. But I got to put it in perspective. You know, I've done it for, this is my 19th year, and I've had 79 wins. That's a pretty good clip.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold.
All right, everybody. I will feel Tiger and Frank, you really think? Well, I do remember a Facebook post that I got from one Jeff Rich asking me what I thought about Tiger Woods after round one. And what did I say to you, Jeff? What did I say?
You said relax. You quoted your boy Aaron Rodgers. You said relax, R-E-L-A-X.
I said relax. It's round one. A lot can happen. I mean, truth of the matter is I'm not going to believe that Tiger Woods can win another tournament until Tiger Woods wins another tournament. How's that? Is that fair? Is that fair at this point, Fred?
Well, I think he will, but we'll see how it goes. I mean, obviously, he's got a new stroke, he says, and it takes time. And he's not all that old. It's not impossible for him to win another couple of major tournaments. And he's a clutch guy. If it's close at the end, I'm not betting against him. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, obviously, right now, you're in the right. But I think things change as he develops, his new style. We'll see what goes on.
You know what? The biggest change he ever made, again, I've said this many a time. First and foremost, I want to make this really clear to people. I'm not hating on Tiger Woods. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. I've got Tiger Woods books right on my desk that I'm sitting at right now, okay? So the bottom line is there's nobody that's more disappointed about this guy's rise and fall and how unbelievable it's been. But truth be told, I don't think he's clutch at this point. I don't think he's great. I think I could give him a shot on a very small basis. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be nervous. I'm playing golf against Tiger Woods, but for the most part, the numbers that he's been putting up are numbers that I can put up. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. I can even better than 85 most times I go out and play, and I do play from the tips. I play the courses as long as possible. No, I'm not playing them as difficult as they do on the PGA Tour. I understand that, okay? But as far as numbers go, it's embarrassing, to be honest with you. So good to see him turn around a little bit, but at the same time, you know, let's not jump on something so quickly. I guess that was my point to you, Jeff, is that I'm not going to just, after one good round, I'm not going to be like Tiger's back. I want to see Tiger win a couple of tournaments. I want to see Tiger do something where he puts fear in people's eyes once again. Because right now, he has no fear in his own eyes. Or actually, he has a lot of fear in his own eyes, but no fear in anybody else's eyes that's going up against him. So let's slow down and take it the way it should be. Let's see the guy win a tournament before we get too excited about one good round of golf. Okay, Jeff?
Well, if you recall the post, it was, are we going to be talking about him with a chance on Sunday? And, you know, it's a crowded leaderboard. He's four strokes off the pace. Course looks like it's playing a little easier today. Keegan Bradley in the clubhouse at 6-under with a 64. I think everybody other than Jason Bond struggled a little bit on Saturday. And, you know, I'm not saying Tiger's back. I'm not even saying he's back if he comes back and wins at Greenbrier. I'm just saying, you know, there are times that we talk about him, you know, on Thursday going into Sunday, and it's a lost cause. And then he shoots a 66 at Greenbrier on Thursday, and I said, hey, you know, he was a 12th at that point, and I thought that, I thought maybe he'd be relevant on Sunday, and, you know, we'll see how the rest of the pack shakes out, but you know, he's teeing off a little later this afternoon, and, you know, four strokes off the pace. If he can, you know, put together a 62 or a 63 on this course on Sunday, he's got a chance. And he wouldn't be back if, you know, even if he were to pull off the victory at Greenbrier on Sunday.
All I can say is this. I saw a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you saw this, Fred or Jeff, I saw Tiger raking his own bunker. I don't get it, man. I mean, think about it. That's like the ultimate slap in the face. You're talking about a guy that, you know, used to be the cream of the crop. I mean, he was so unbelievable. He rose to the top in such a fashion, and now you see him raking his own bunker? Come on now. That's a sign, is it or is it not, Fred?
Well, he's not the same. That doesn't mean he can't come back, and that doesn't mean later today. If you're listening on Monday, you'll know the answer to this. It doesn't mean that later on Sunday he doesn't prove everybody wrong, and he does his thing. We'll see how it works out.
Since
we, won't be surpri- We wouldn't be surprised if he does something like shoot a 73 and go three over either. I mean, it's kind of a wide spectrum with our expectations of Tiger Woods.
But that's the point. I mean, that's why at this point you can't trust him. You can't sit there and – like, you know – I don't get it, man. Every major, they still make this guy a favorite. I don't get it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How do you make the guy a favorite at every major when he hasn't posted well for 5 years? Does it make sense to you?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. He's human. He's proved to be mortal in this whole thing. And, you know, he might –
How is he a front runner? That's my question. Is how do you put Tiger Woods for like the odds on favorite to win one of these major events when he hasn't done it for 5 years?
Well,
how do they do that?
It's the same reason Derek Jeter got All Star votes when he was hitting 240. it's name recognition, you know, and frankly it sells, and that's unfortunate for CBS and Fox, and you know, I don't know if NBC has golf anymore, but you know, it's unfortunate for the networks because it's tougher to sell these tournaments, and you sell some of these tournaments based on Tiger to the old guard that just, you know, and it's just not quality golf anymore. So, I mean, it's not Tiger's fault that he's being sold. It's just that he played well early in his career, and it, you know, he's a name to be reckoned with. And you know, it's unfortunate for, you know, people like Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose and Bubba Watson that have really taken over the game. But it is what it is right now. And until those guys really show us something amazing, everybody's going to hang on to Tiger and Phil.
Well, and speaking of amazing. And, you know, none of us are huge soccer fans, but it is happening. USA, Japan, tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern. I mean, look, this is a repeat. I think it's the first repeat matchup of any World Cup, Women's World Cup final. And Japan won in 2011, I believe, on penalty kicks when it was a 2-2 draw. But how important is this for USA soccer? Jeff, you first.
I think it's very important. You know, if I recall correctly, Japan was the emotional favorite back in 2011 because we were just coming off the tsunamis. Different styles of play. I think that, you know, the men's team hasn't really cut the mustard, as, you know, when it comes to representing the U.S. soccer fan in international play. But I will say this, that, you know, from men's to women's soccer, the viewing experience does not change that much. You know, we see stark contrast, obviously, with basketball and even with tennis. And, you know, you could argue that women's tennis at Wimbledon is a little more entertaining than the men's circuit. But,
sure.
You know, I think that it's a big deal. I think that if they, you know, if they could bring home the World Cup, it would be monumental for soccer fans as this sport continues to get more and more popular in this country, regardless if I'm entertained by it or not.
Yeah, Fred, your thoughts. I mean, again, none of us are huge on the soccer stuff because, you know, like we've all said, it's basically just taking a ball and kicking it around and maybe a score, maybe a move it past midfield. You get the drill. But in your humble opinion, how important is this for soccer here in the USA to grow with the women's team being able to get a World Cup championship?
Well, I played goaltender in high school. I had great hands, but I couldn't kick a lick. I'm going to watch 60 Minutes at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. You guys can watch the soccer. And the only negative to me, honestly, you know, you asked this question a couple of weeks ago. We never could answer it. Why I'd like a low-scoring baseball game versus a low-scoring soccer game.
Uh-huh.
The difference being, Andy, every pitch in baseball, somebody can strike out or hit a home run. Now, in soccer, if you watch the women's game, about three-quarters of it is at midfield or at least 50 to 60 to 70, 80 meters away from the net. So my point is you got to stay awake to watch them get close enough to the net to actually take a shot. And that's the problem as far as I'm concerned. The men's game, not a whole lot better, but at least a little bit better. But the women's game is at midfield, and they're just trying to kick it around, and they never get close to score. So it's like 2-2 is a high-scoring game.
No, I agree. I mean, look, it is what it is. Some well, but, you know, again, you're a purist, and you like watching the 1-0 game in baseball. I almost feel like they're similar in the sense of, You know, you watch a lot of things happen for a while and nothing goes on and nothing goes on. And then eventually somebody sneaks in a hit or somebody sneaks in a goal. I kind of put them on the same page, and maybe I'm crazy, but, you know, I think a soccer purist loves the 1-0 soccer game just like a baseball guy loves a 1-0 baseball game. Yes or no, Jeff?
Yeah, but we don't sneak 15 to 11 soccer games in throughout the week like John Poulter told us in the first hour. That, you know, it keeps you on edge and makes those 1-0 games better. There's nothing, there's nothing to chase it with in soccer.
All righty. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. But, hey, it is 4th of July weekend, and you know what? Very happy to be an American, and a lot of people aren't so happy to be an American. I'm very happy to be an American, and a happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. And we'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Like buy the legendary Fender American Standard Stratocaster and get a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar absolutely free. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it. Limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com/July 4th for details and qualifying products.
Now that the heat of the summer is here, you may find it difficult to keep cool outside. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a warm weather solution right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. One way to cool off when the temperatures soar is with a misting system. These things work on the principle of evaporative cooling. When water evaporates, it uses up energy or heat, which leaves the area around it a bit cooler. Combine that cooling effect with a little shade, and you can really get comfortable. There are simple do-it-yourself misting systems that work on ordinary household water pressure and can be installed in less than an hour. Surprisingly, they don't use as much water as you might think. There are even patio umbrellas that come fitted with misting nozzles, so all you have to do is connect a water hose. The limitation is that these things only cool a small area, and they tend to be most effective when the humidity is very low. But even when the humidity is as high as 80%, they do offer some summer heat relief. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, the usual suspects. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. You can join the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com.
Hey, Andy, let me ask you a question before you throw your next question. And, Jeff, please respond also. Now, again, I grew up a UCLA fan, so I am not totally objective on this point. But if you're the Sacramento Kings, would you rather have Darren Collison as your point guard or Rajon Rondo as your point guard?
I'd rather have Collison.
Well, they just paid $9.5 million for Rondo, and I think that means that Collison's gone. I don't think there's any money to pay him. I just don't get it. Collison's a team player, a guy who can play good defense, a quick guy. Rondo had his worst season by far last year with Boston and Dallas. He only took the $9.5 or $10 million, whatever he got, just to prove a point so he can get a long-term extension next year. So he won't be in Sacramento next year anyways. I mean, after this season, he's going to just try to prove that, you know, he's better than a 40-something percent free throw shooter, and he's a better shooter than he showed last year. But he's not. He's a horrendous shooter, so you don't have to guard him. Collinson's a good outside shooter. So all I'm saying is, you know, if you're looking at organizations, and historically, until the ownership changed, the Clippers were near the bottom. The Kings have to be near the bottom, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And Jeff and I talked about this a little bit in the first hour, too, when we were talking about Rajon Rondo getting the $9.5, $10 million bucks for them. Look, to answer your question, Rajon Rondo, even though he can't shoot the ball, he's a triple-double waiting to happen on most nights. He rebounds the ball very well, obviously sees the floor very well. Is he a team guy? I don't know. Did he have some problems with Doc Rivers, and did he have some problems with Rick Carlisle? Sure, absolutely. But the one thing that we know and the one thing we see time in and time again is if a guy has an ability to do something that most guys can't, they're going to get another shot. And to be honest with you, Sacramento hasn't been on the map since Divac and Weber and those guys. So for the most part, they got to figure something out. And George Karl and that ownership, do you think that that's going to last? I mean, to be honest with you, Sacramento is a disaster if you ask me.
Well, hey, Dorf, did you hear the speculation that, you know, among agents that Vlade Divac doesn't understand the salary cap rules, that you've got a team president that's wheeling and dealing, that doesn't know what he's doing, you know, other, unless it's chain smoking cigarettes?
Well, here's the deal. They did change things so that you have to match salaries up, I believe, what is it, within 10%, Fred? Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. When you make a deal, yes.
Yeah, so look, if Vlade can't figure it out, he better get somebody in there that knows the math, because ultimately, you know what? If you have a bunch of guys who don't know what they're doing, you're going to have a situation, no offense, Fred, but like the Los Angeles Lakers pretty soon. And I don't think their ownership is all that swift. And again, I don't think it's going to last. George Karl and them, they're not seeing eye to eye, and we're months away from the season. So none of this bodes well for the Sacramento Kings. I think it's a disaster. That's what I think, personally.
I think the situation's a lot more dire than the Lakers, because, you know, they saved this team and kept them in San Francisco, but, you know, did they save
or Sacramento
even worth saving? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Were they worth saving, Fred? That's a great point.
All I know is that when you got head cases like Rondo and DeMarcus Cousins on the same team, and if it's true about Vlade not understanding the salary cap, then you've got problems. I mean, there's no question. And, you know, the interesting thing is Sacramento is a major, major NBA fan type city. I mean, when they do well, those fans there go crazy. Those fans are real fans. It's just too bad that the organization right now stinks and the team stinks. And I would not have touched Rondo with a 10-foot pole just because of his ego and just because of the fact that he's not a team player and just because of the fact that he's only going to be here 1 year anyways and then out.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. So what are you doing? I mean, so you're giving the fan a little bit of hope. You might get 30 wins and probably not that. And then he's gone anyways. And then you've lost Collison and there's no reason for that. You know, and Collison made a mistake too. I mean, the point of view, he was down here with the Clippers where he played his high school ball. He played his college ball and he goes to Sacramento for a few more bucks. And then they treated him. It's really rough out there. I mean, you know, these guys make a lot of money. There's no question. They make more money than most of us will make in our lifetime. But the point is, they're not treated all that well. They treat the teams poorly. If they can make an extra buck, they'll take it. And the teams obviously treat the players poorly. If they can get rid of somebody and pick up Rondo, they'll do it in a heartbeat. So it's not all that. It's not all gravy. I mean, there's some negatives too. And if you have a family, I mean, do you move the family? If you, let's say Dan Heron. Dan Heron's his whole life. You know, he's a Southern California guy, and he figured
and
he'd
Arizona.
Be safe in Arizona, so he'd be safe in this area. And then they trade him to Miami, and he says he's not going to move his family, and then, of course, he does. But the point is, I don't even know if he moved his family. I mean, but if he didn't, he's 3,000 miles away, and their guys now have to decide if they're going to go to Canada, and they're living in Los Angeles. So, I mean, it's like it's not all that great. I mean, there's a lot of money. There's no question, and nobody would turn it down, but it's not all that easy on a family in a family circumstance.
Well, and what you're saying probably makes these guys, in a way, live more outside of their means than they do already when you think about it. Because, you know, you got traded from L.A. to Miami or whatever, so then you got to sell your home in L.A. But you know what? You like to be in L.A. in the off season, so maybe you're not going to sell your home in L.A. And then you go out and you buy a home in Miami because, you know what? You got to have a home there because you're now a ball player there. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is we talk about how these guys spend frugally in the first place. Well, you know what? In this sense, when you have to move here and there and you get traded – I think that somewhat makes these guys live outside their means as well. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could have one home. You could rent. You know, a lot of Cleveland's a much more modest market, but a lot of the younger players that aren't million-dollar-a-year guys, you know, the dealerships rent them cars they can use. They rent houses. You know, there's a network within the team of houses that that are kind of reserved for players coming in on 1 year deals and whatnot. So, it's ridiculous if you feel you have to have 14 bedrooms in your home state where you play and in a third location for your summers.
Yeah. What do you guys think of all the, I'm going to switch gears on you, but it's along the same lines of craziness. What do you think of all the nonsense going on in the off season for these NFL guys? You know, you have Gates getting suspended 4 games for PEDs. We've got Corliss getting charged with firing a gun for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, in all honesty, I swear to God, look, I said this a while back when you know, football wasn't happening on Sundays. It's a way to keep these guys off the street. I swear. I'm not just saying it. It keeps them out of trouble. How do we keep these guys from getting into the wrong crowd, getting into the wrong stuff, and finding trouble all the time? How do we do it? Fred, go ahead. Fire away.
I don't know, but Gates said that he was taking some holistic medicine, and it had ingredients in that he didn't know it had in. It's interesting, too, because in baseball, any player mentioned as far as taking a PED has no shot for the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Nobody has mentioned the fact, well, Gates is an automatic in the Hall of Fame. Nobody's mentioned that he's not going to make the Hall of Fame. Although, I mean, what he did is no different than what Ryan Braun did or anybody else did. Braun could now go out and 750 home runs, and he's not making the Hall of Fame. You know it, and I know it. Bonds hit his 762. He's not getting in the Hall of Fame. McGuire's not getting in the Hall of Fame. Antonio Gates, maybe one of the top tight ends in the history of the NFL. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, being caught or not caught. Don't you find that a little bit interesting too?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's really interesting because of the recent news we heard about Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You know, I find it very interesting because, you know, people were starting to think, hey, there's a way that Pete Rose finds his way into the Hall of Fame. And then, you know, you've got guys like Tim Kirkjian, who said, no, I wasn't going to lean toward him, you know, anyway. But now with this most recent news stating, you know, that he did gamble when he was playing, now it's like the guy is untouchable. I mean, yeah, I think it's a great question, Fred. Jeff, what do you think?
I don't think we make as big a deal out of PEDs in football as we did in Major League Baseball because of the home run surge. I mean, Terry Bradshaw admitted that many of the Pittsburgh Steelers from the late 70s and early 80s were on steroids. And, you know, how many of those guys are in the Hall of Fame? Do we want to go start taking busts out of the Hall of Fame? So I think that PEDs are going to be forgiven. You know, you play through your suspension. You know, you play past your suspensions, and you just try to put on a better show. And I think that it gets forgotten over time. I think that's going to be I think that Richardson and Gates are a big deal, but I think Rolando McClain is the big story because he walked away from the game claiming he didn't want to be the next Aaron Hernandez. And then he comes back to the game, has a pretty decent season with the Cowboys a year ago, and now he's got to sit out a quarter of the season. I really worry about a guy like Rolando McClain. You know, Dorf, you mentioned it. How do we keep these guys off the street and put them in football uniforms? And now McClain's got to be away from the facility for 4 weeks, and that does no one any good.
You know, I just got a great question from Scott, our producer, and I actually think this is an awesome question. How much different do you guys think the Hall of Fame list would look if fans voted on it and not the writers? That's a great question, to be honest with you. Fred, what do you think?
Well, as a fan, I would never vote for anybody who is involved with the drugs, but I think the average fan would. So I think it would be totally different. I think Bonds would be in there. I think McGuire would be in there. I think a lot of the guys would be in there, not from Fred's vote, but from the average fan's vote. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, but you're a writer, so it's hard for you to be objective on this. So, Jeff, what are your thoughts?
You know, I think at the end of the day, I don't think that we caught it in time, quite frankly. And I think that you have to evaluate what we put on the field. If we'd have caught these guys in time and kept them off the field, they wouldn't have hit 750 home runs and we wouldn't have this dilemma. So, I don't know, you know, as a voter, I would have to go on a case by case basis, but, it'd be hard to 100% disqualify everyone who had any kind of infraction with PEDs.
So we got Jeff, who's a politician, and then we've got Fred, who's a writer. So it's pretty tough for you guys to be objective on this one. I'm just kidding around with you. But so I'm going to tell you what I think. Personally, look, I think that all these guys, back in the day or today, they're all cheating, okay? At the end of the day, it was greenies maybe back in the day or whatever. Now it's PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. We've always said this. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, and they've always been cheating. Everybody has been cheating. We're just now starting to kind of dig and dive into it a little bit more, but to think that they weren't cheating back in the day, well, I'll tell you what. They were cheating back in the day. I got news for you. But, hey, that's beside the point, because now we're all looking at... Think about this. Oscar Robertson... Never kept the record books for that guy. He averaged a triple-double. They just did things different, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. So now people are trying to pick up the pieces and make sense of it and be totally hypocritical. It's unbelievable. Anyways, it is Dorf on Sports. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich and I in Phoenix. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Before we get out of here, we are brought to you in part today by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos, articles. Let's go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And then also, we are brought to you by SoftHits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, Tina Turner, U2, and Queen, then you're going to love SoftHits.net. That's SoftHits.net. Song after song with quality audio. Check out SoftHits.net. Anyways, Fred, what do you think of Odell Beckham Jr. and his pose without pads? What do you think?
I think in fantasy he's going to do very well, Andy. Very quickly, there's a website called The Outside Corner. It's a baseball website. I'm looking at it right now. Their number one story today, Sunday.
What's that?
Are the Angels the worst organization in baseball?
Good question.
Think about very that one all week. They're pretty close.
Absolutely. Hey, I got a better one. I'd say the Milwaukee Brewers are the worst in Major League Baseball. Jeff, your thoughts?
I think the DePoto Socia fallout is really indicative of what's been going on in Anaheim for a couple of years now, and I think that I have to check that out because that could be very, very true.
And then real quickly, what do you guys think about Dez Bryant? Is this guy going to wind up being a disaster for Dallas, or are they going to get things and settle it down?
They'll pay him.
Jeff, are they going to pay him?
Absolutely. And Tony Romo's going to get better this year than he was last year.
We'll see. I think it's all about the Green Bay Packers, but what do I know? I'm a guy born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. Anyways, for Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for John Poulter, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying we'll talk to you guys next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Have a great day, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.